This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday, and the celebrity trash here at 7:10 in the morning is brought to you by Garbage Cans, ye old trash can. If you or someone you know wears disposable masks and gloves, can you please not leave them in the parking lot? Just, you know, bring them to a trash can. Yeah. We were so careful with the environment. Remember, you would never litter. I mean, and now what? You're just dropping gloves? Come on. Come on now. Stop it. Just keep a mask on and no one can tell it's you. We still, you know, don't like litter bugs. So remember, don't litter. Throw them out in garbage cans. Keep our planet clean. Thank you, Nicole. You are just killing it. We will begin with Major League Baseball. You mentioned just last night you watched some Major League Baseball.
I did. The Giants won.
They've been struggling to do this whole thing without the bubble, and it's a lot. You know, nobody really knows if the whole season will happen, or most of the season, what have you. Two teams have already had to completely shut down because of full-blown outbreaks. I'm sure they hope to be back in it in a couple weeks. But yesterday, the major MLB released revised protocols. So there's some great new rules that everyone has to abide by.
Okay.
And they did threaten to suspend any players and staff members for the rest of the season if for a significant violation. Pretty controlling. Feels like, you know, rules that chaperones have for like middle school trips, you know, field trips. There's a huge long list. It's at USA Today. So if you want to read all the new protocols, here's some highlights.
They've definitely, there's been a learning curve for sure. There's also, and I said this going from the very beginning, people have habits.
Yes.
They've been doing something the whole time they've done this sport, like spitting, and now suddenly you're going to tell them not to. It's going to take a minute for them to get down with that. They probably spit without even thinking that they've just done that. So it's you saw it on camera. So there's been a learning curve. I don't know that they're going to finish the season, but watching games has been a blast. It's been worth the try, at least.
Yes. And you know, you got to give them credit for trying. I mean, the thing is that caution fatigue is real. Like, we sort of joke about it. But it's easy to forget what we're in the middle of when you're doing something that is a normal thing for you. You know, you see some friends and everyone has the best of intentions and we're all going to wear our masks the whole time and this is going to be all on the up and up, and then you forget and you get reminded because the other person backs away and goes, what?
Right.
You know, or they don't. And then someone near you goes, did you guys just hug?
Right.
So, you know, it's easy to forget when you're doing something that is just sort of a normal part of your life, normally. Right. So one of the rules is players and staff have to wear face coverings at all times, with the exceptions of players, the exception if you're actually on the field, you don't have to be wearing a mask. And then you must also wear a mask at all times in the hotel and at public places on the road. Players are prohibited from meeting in hotel rooms. You can't, once you're in your room, that's it. You're the only guy in there, I guess.
Right.
Not even to share food. Each team has a large room at the hotel with food that's set up for social distancing. While you're eating and drinking, you're discouraged from talking to each other or even facing one another. Like, everyone needs to be faced a different way. or staggered down the table, so you're not directly going at anybody because you got your mask off when you're eating. Mm-hmm. Players are not allowed to sit side by side on buses, and every other row must be empty, which means what used to take two buses now takes 20. On planes, players cannot get up from their seats unless they have to use a bathroom. Eating and drinking is permitted on planes, but you can't talk to anybody while you're doing that. Players must notify their, quote, compliance officer if they want to leave their hotel. So you got to run this by. So like, look, I want to go to a strip club. And the guy's going to say, probably he's going to say no, I'm thinking. The officer decides whether their planned trip outside complies with the manual and the club's code of conduct. And then while at home, players and staff members are strictly prohibited from visiting bars, lounges, malls, or places with large groups of people. Full list of rules at USA Today. The NFL, the 49ers specifically, they're not going to have, they won't have much trouble with this. Richard Sherman basically says, Santa Clara has nothing going on. Don't worry, there's no temptation.
Oh, come on.
That's what he said, basically.
Well, listen, you know, the Bay Area is big, and the truth is you can leave Santa Clara and find trouble, no problem.
Yeah, so, he says, we're uniquely constructed to deal with this because obviously we're in Santa Clara and there's not huge nightlife. Not like we're in Atlanta or Texas or Miami or Vegas or LA where there are a lot of distractions, a lot of places you can go, a lot of things you can do to get yourself in trouble. Also, everything's closed now. I mean, bars are closed. So, you know, you're safe. It's fine.
Yeah, you know, let me say something real quick and off of that. I mentioned the PGA Championship in San Francisco at Harding Park is happening this weekend. It's going to be on TV. It's huge. It's a really big deal. There's a lot of great pro golfers in town. But I wasn't sure if fans could or couldn't go. They cannot go. People texted
okay,
in.
That
no
is
fans.
A specific thing. Nobody gets
so
to
I
go.
Should have looked that up before I mentioned the event, but just thought, you know.
Yeah, you can't do everything, Vin, you know.
But off of that, I don't know what's open in San Francisco anyway. So as he was, you know, as you were reading, you know, Richard Sherman saying, you know, Santa Clara is sleepy.
Don't
he's
worry.
Not wrong there, but I figure, oh, well, you know, San Francisco's not far and, you know, there's tons to do in Oakland as well.
Sure.
But then I'm thinking, I don't have any idea what it's like in either of those places right now. I haven't been for months.
No. Many people haven't. I mean, it seems like, you know, we're all trying to be good little doobies, stay at our house, wear a mask.
Right.
Don't socialize. There, I'm sure some people will know, and then they'll text us and bitch about masks. This story, I don't know, it's just fun. It's not fun. Somebody might have got murdered, but it is kind of fun, and it's just sort of a funny story. There's a guy's name is Marty Jannetty. Hey, Marty Jannetty here. He was never a big name in professional wrestling. He was pretty famous in like the 80s, early 90s in those circles. Like I wouldn't, you know, really unless they.
Oh, that is terrible. Marty Jannetty. He was
Marty
never
Jannetty.
A big name in wrestling.
No.
All right. Poor guy.
If you know him at all, though, that's where you know him from. That or a right. possible murder. He was part of a tag team called the Rockers with a guy named Shawn Michaels, who they say went on to way bigger things. If they're in wrestling, I definitely don't know about them. I'm not, you know, I mean, where's Hooman when you need him, right? Doesn't he know all these guys? So this guy, Marty Jannetty, in a recent Facebook post, which no longer exists, hopefully someone screenshot it, Marty claims he killed a guy when he was 13 years old. Supposedly, Marty was working in a bowling alley in Columbus, Georgia, and he used to buy weed from a gay coworker. One day, that dude tried to pull him behind the building and sexually assault him, so Marty offed him, says Marty. He says, that was the very first time I made a man disappear. The first time? They never found this guy. Oh, sorry, this is him. His quote continues.
He's saying all this stuff?
Yeah. He deleted it, but yeah, he said this. He says, that was the very first time I made a man disappear. They never found him. They should have looked in the Chattahoochee River. Marty is 60, so this would have been like around 1973. Police in Columbus, Georgia, not the Columbus you're familiar with. Police in Columbus, Georgia say they're going to look into this, but they have some other active homicide cases that are a little more important right now. The craziest thing about this is that it's not the craziest thing he's ever posted on Facebook.
What is Bryn showing us right now? Is that Marty?
Oh, that must be the tag team. Yeah. Which one is he? Is he the blonde?
On the left.
Oh, he's
the brown here.
Oh, I see.
Oh,
I actually remember these guys.
You do?
Do you? Marty Jannetty.
But it was when I was really young, so I don't have very much recollection. I'm sure Hooman knows these guys.
Oh, yeah. Marty Jannetty and Shawn Michaels there. Boy, they are. They look kind of like rainbow unicorns. I mean,
they look
that.
Like an 80s metal band.
They do. An 80s metal band who's like, that's how someone's theme wedding went, like circus outfits. I don't know. Mm-hmm. That is that's a funny picture. Anyway, so he posts about this thing, how it's the first time he offed a dude. It's made a guy disappear. Like, okay, Marty. Back in 2017, and I want to say we talked about this. Like, this actually, I feel like it rung a bell. Back in 2017, he asked for advice on whether he should have sex with a woman he previously thought was his daughter. In 2014, he found out he had some long-lost daughter named Bianca. In 2017, they discovered that he actually wasn't her dad. I don't know, DNA test got done, whatever. So he said to his fans, "We both held out of sex because you don't do that, but now we ain't related. From a guy's side, she's effing hot, but she's been daughter. I want to, but I can't get past that."
Then don't.
Yeah.
How about that, Marty Jannetty?
Right.
How about you don't get past it? There's a million. I don't know what the number of women on this planet are.
But it
doesn't matter. There's plenty of places you can do that where it hasn't been someone you treated as a long lost daughter.
Mm-hmm.
You sicko.
3 years. For 3 years. For three
oh
years.
Oh, my God.
This was your daughter. And is she aware that you have these feelings about her as well?
Jesus Christ. You know what's weird about that is here's a guy who's had at least some travel and some success in some way, shape, or form. I understand when people are, you know, small town thought processes where you will never leave and you have never left and you have a limited pool. Maybe you might find yourself thinking like this, but if you're someone who's been around, how could you not say, yeah, I could go do this with any other woman. I don't need to.
It's, you know, it's the proximity thing. I really think so. I think they probably spend, you know, it's like, you know, oh, look at the maid. There she is. Oh, look at that. She's a good cleaner.
The maid wasn't your daughter for 3 years, though.
Yeah, but proximity is what I'm getting at. You know, the people that you're around, like, here's a, Bryn, by the way, has a picture up of the effing hot former daughter.
She's not bad, but you know,
no,
I still
cute,
I could keep from it.
Yeah, my question is, you know, as he's in his 60s, is she into this too, or is he just ruminating like, I think I could get her?
So did they
my
do
daughter.
It?
Well, if they did, that's over by now, because this murder post thing was actually aimed at a Jamaican woman named Winnie, whom he was breaking up with. Like, I don't know if he's threatening to kill her too. Like, that's less than I've made people disappear before.
Oh, wow. This guy's just a psychopath.
Or something. Anyway, I thought I'd mention it because I enjoyed reading it.
Okay.
I don't know. So there you go. That guy's name is Marty Jannetty. Yeah,
well,
keep away from him. He either wants to bang
or kill you. I'm taking my Marty Jannetty poster down right now.
Darn it.
Okay?
Oh,
I can't.
Too bad.
Not another day of celebrating his former
glory.
Wrestling days. Yeah, his former glories.
Mm. Brent Jones, former 49er. He's got a beautiful place out in Incline Village, and it's for sale for a mere $10.9 million. So, of course, I had to go look at the pictures, and it's just, oh, my God. There's really not much more to this story, except that place is mwah. So maybe, Bryn, I'll send you this story, Brynny, and you can post the pictures up at the Sarah Mini Facebook page. Here it is right here. Boop, boop, boop. Cut, paste. There you go. It's so beautiful, Vinny. It's like when you picture like somebody's mansion at Tahoe, and it's just all wood and, you know, animal
I've
skin.
I've got the pictures right here.
So, oh, dude, are you looking at it? Oh, it's so beautiful. Oh. Look at that place, sliding interior barn doors, gorgeous, gigantic fireplace. Oh, it's just...
I don't know why you'd sell that. That's where you want to be during a pandemic. That's for
sure. I know. I was thinking the same thing. Like, that's where I'd go. Apparently, Tahoe's not thrilled about that. A lot of people are going to their second homes in Tahoe during this whole thing. And they're like, get out of here, you guys.
Well, sorry about it.
Yeah.
If you own a home there, sorry. I'm coming.
Look at that walk down to the fire pit. That's a pretty good
place. Going through the photos here. I just looked at the front. Oh, yeah. Mm. Well, you know what? It looks like a lot like a resort lodge. I mean,
it does. Yeah.
It's huge.
Well, for $10.9 million, it better be huge. So congratulations to Brent for having that available to him.
Wow.
Maybe he just wants a influx of cash. I don't know. Look at that movie theater. I mean, come on. Look at that kitchen. Look at that. That's, oh, Jesus. I'm jealous.
It sure doesn't look like kids lived here. That's for sure.
Or they had, you know, they were very well behaved or had someone following them around.
Look at that. Theater room is amazing.
Oh, it's everything
you
ever
wanted. There's beds back there. Do you see the beds in the back of the room where the theater screen is? So above the couch is our
beds. Oh, look at that. It's like a little loft that you can sit up higher. That's, oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy. That place is for me.
So you're putting in a bid?
No. Yes, I am. For $1 million. Mm. Forbes. Oh, do I have time for this? I really don't. You know what? I'll try and get to this tomorrow. Forbes released their annual list of the world's most valuable sports teams. You can guess. Even in this time when nobody
is. Is it the Yankees or the Cowboys?
Yankees and Cowboys are 1 and 2. So Dallas Cowboys, $5.5 billion. Probably not even going to play a season this year, and they're worth the most. Yankees are at $5 billion for Major League Baseball. Warriors were number 5, $4.3 billion. Pats. Let's see. The 49ers are number 12 on the list, $3.5 billion. Solid dollars there. And the Giants. They have the Giants in a three-way tie for 20th place. $3.1 billion. So big money. Wow. Big money in that. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I never got to that. The latest in plastic surgery. So I will begin with that after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.